女士们、先生们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, greetings.
我愿意以诚心来祝大家圣诞快乐。
I would like to give you my heartfelt Christmas greetings to wish you a Merry Christmas.
我今天要跟大家分享的一个题目是叫做你心有空处给耶稣吗？麻烦点一下。
My topic of that I want to share with you today is whether you have room in your heart for Jesus.
好多年以前，那个时候不像现在。
Many years ago, it wasn't like it is now.
我们曾经从西岸搬到东岸，东岸搬到西岸。
Our family moved from the west coast to the east coast and back to the west coast.
那个时候呢，不像现在有这个网，就可以订这个旅馆。
In those days, you couldn't book a hotel room online like you can now.
所以常常我们就开车，就看看有没有空的这个 motel 就去住。
So we would drive until nightfall and look for an empty motel room.
可是有一次，找来找去，都是。这个没有房间。
So once we spent a long time hours and couldn't find a room.
还好到了一点半的时候，终于给我们找到了。
We finally found a room around 1:30 a.m.
否则的话就要睡在车子上就很难过了。
Otherwise, we would have had to sleep in the car.
所以我们大家都会有一些经验，就是我们到去旅行的时候，没有这个旅馆的这种滋味。
So we might have had the experience of not being able to get a room when we're traveling.
那么今天呢，我们要来看一段圣经，就是当耶稣降生的时候，这个客店都没有地方。
Today we're going to look at a passage which describes when Jesus was about to be born, his parents could not find a room at his
inn. 所以我们先读中文一次，然后再起英文再读一次啊，我读给大家听。
So we'll read the passage first in Chinese and then in English.
当那些日子，凯撒雅古斯都有旨意来下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里流做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹大去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。他本是大卫一族一家的人。要和他所聘的妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生下头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Luke chapter 2 verse 2 In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him when expecting a child.While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
我们先做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在天上的父神，满心感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
今天是耶稣的生日。
Today is the birth of Christ.
主啊，求主你教导我们，我们应该怎么样来应对你的生日。
Lord, teach us how to respond to your birth.
把今天的讲道交在你的手中。
We commit this message to you.
这样感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这一段圣经是讲到耶稣降生的时候。他的父母来到这个客栈，可是客栈没有房间了。
This passage tells us that when Jesus was to be born, his parents came to an inn, but there was no room at the inn.
那个时候，在这个之前呢，圣经早早就预言这个弥赛亚要降生。
But long before that, the Bible had prophesied that the Messiah would be born.
就是神他自己，神的儿子来到这个世界上。
That the Son of God would come to this world.
可是真正来到的时候，却没有一个地方是生在马槽里头。
But when he was born, when he came to this world, he was born in a manger.
那马槽是什么？马槽就是生马的地方，或者是喂牲畜的这个地方。
A manger was a place where animals were kept.
那所以是非常不卫生的地方。
So it was unsanitary.
知道吗？这位就是那个创造宇宙万物的主宰，就是神，就是神的儿子。
That this was the son of the sovereign of the universe.
可是当这个弥赛亚来的时候，他没有降生在这个王宫里头。
But when he was not born in a palace.
连客栈的房间呢都没有。
He wasn't even born in an inn.
知道吗？这个神降生的时候，这件事情是把公元前跟公元前后把它分开的。
And yet this event was significant enough to separate B.C. and A.D.
就是一个划时代的一件事情。
It was a transformative event.
可是问题是，居然没有房间给他住。
And yet there was no inn for him to be born in.
那么这个时候，这个客房的老板啊，其实他失去一个最大的祝福。
The inn owner lost an opportunity for the ultimate blessing.
那么我们现在不来讲这个客店 的主人了。
But let's leave him aside for now.
其实我们今天这个社会、这个国家、这个世界，就是把神这个踢出去的地方。
Today, our world, our country, our society also has evicted God.
那么我们不讲我们中国或者台湾这些。拜偶像不信神的这些国家，
We're not even talking about countries like China or Taiwan that worship idols.
就算这个美国是以基督立国的一个国家。
Let's just take America, which was founded on Christianity.
可是也是这样子。
It is the same.
在1963年的时候，这个最高法院呢裁定了，这个在学校里头不可以祷告。
In 1963, the Supreme Court handed down a decision banning prayer in public schools.
就在这个四五十年之间，这公共场所也不能够提耶稣，也不能讲这个信仰。
And over the past 50 years, gradually, God has been removed from all public discourse.
甚至连这个耶稣的生日都不能过了。
We cannot even celebrate the birth of Jesus.
这个圣诞节英文叫做 Christmas.
The word Christmas includes the name of Christ.
就前面有一个 Christ, 就是基督的意思。
Christ is in the name of Christmas itself.
而现在呢，把 Christ 拿掉，放一个 Xmas.
But now people have removed Christ and replaced it with X.
那我们现在也不能说 Merry Christmas, 不能说圣诞快乐。
And we can't even wish people Merry Christmas.
最近那个奥巴马总统，他发一个 Christmas 的这个给他的那些这个给他捐款的人。
When President Obama recently sent a letter to his donors,
他说 Happy Holiday.
He wished them Happy Holiday.
他不讲 Merry Christmas.
He does not use Merry Christmas.
所以我们现在这个社会啊，就是把神从我们的生命中踢开的。
So we and society have completely removed Jesus from our lives.
那我们基督徒，我们知道这个有一句话叫做 "Jesus is the reason for the season."
That is the motto of Christians at Christmas.
可是呢，现在呢，不行了，不能讲 Christmas， 不能讲耶稣。
So we can't talk about Christmas.
那么 Christmas 就是说。放假之后大家去旅行，去开 party， 去做这些事情。
It's now a holiday, a time to take a vacation or have parties.
那么现在所有的商家呢，他的 Christmas 这个 season 啊，他所赚的钱就是他一年的这个利润。
And the stores make all of their annual profits during this season.
可是呢，却不能提 Christ， 不能提耶稣基督。
And no one can mention Christ。
那么我们前一阵子到这个 Bellevue Square 去散步的时候，看到那个这父母带着这个小孩去跟这个所谓的圣诞老人照相，哇，排了一圈，大家都在等。
We recently went to Bellevue Square and we saw a long line of people waiting to take pictures of Santa.
所以现在小孩啊，都不知道 Christmas 是什么来由，以为是这个圣诞老人的节了。
So children oftentimes don't know the origin of Christmas. They think it is a holiday of Santa Claus.
那么我们也不管这个社会，我们也不管这个潮流是怎么样。
But let's leave aside society and the customs, the culture.
其实我们是不是这样的？
Let's look at ourselves.
我们是不是给神、给耶稣基督没有地方呢？
Do we have room in our hearts for Jesus?
那么今天我要跟大家讲三个方面。
I want to share three points with you.
第一个就是为什么我们心中没有地方给耶稣？
The first is why is there no room in our hearts?For Jesus.
然后我们为什么应该给耶稣基督留地方？
And why should we make room for Jesus?
然后我们怎么样来把我们的心给耶稣？
And how do we give our hearts to Jesus?
那首先为什么我们常常没有把耶稣放在我们的心中呢？
So firstly, why is Jesus not in our hearts?
第一个就是我们常常不察觉。
Firstly, we are often oblivious.
那么其实神，耶稣是神，所以他是无所不在的。
So Jesus is God, so He is omnipresent.
那么，所以其实他就在我们的左右。
He is to our left and our right.
其实我们每一天生活，他供应我们，他保护我们，他给我们机会。
Each day He supplies our needs, He protects us, He gives us opportunities, He guides us.
但是常常我们都不觉得。
But we're rarely aware of these things.
那么路加福音就讲了一个故事，就是有两个门徒啊，他们走在路上。
The Gospel of Luke tells of an event when two disciples of Jesus were walking and chatting, talking with each other on the road.
那结果这个耶稣就走进他们。
Jesus walked among them.
但是他们却不认识。
But they didn't recognize him.
那这耶稣来在的时候，他有一个。家庭是他很喜爱的一个家庭。
And when Jesus lived on earth, there was a family that he was particularly fond of.
对不起，是耶稣有一次在这个撒玛利亚的时候，就跟一个妇人在谈话。
When Jesus was in Samaria, one time he chatted with a woman.
他请这个妇人给他水喝。
He asked the woman for a cup of water.
可是这个人不认识他。不知道他是神的儿子，不知道他是弥赛亚。
But she had no idea of his identity.
但耶稣说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
Jesus said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
其实我们今天也常常是这样。
That is true of us.
前两个礼拜，你如果到 Bellevue Square 去买东西的话，
If you had gone shopping in Bellevue Square 2 weeks ago,
其实那个时候，那个基督教的这个福音的歌在那边唱，可是买的人忙忙碌碌，根本没有不察觉。
Christmas carols were reverberating through the mall, but the shoppers were oblivious.
所以，我们常常神在那边，耶稣就在我们左右。但是我们完全不察觉。
So often God is right next to us, but we're unaware.
第二种情况呢，我们不知道，我们没有把这个我们的心给神，是因为怎么样？我们有太多的东西占据了我们了。
Secondly, our hearts are preoccupied with other things. Our hearts are too full for Christ.
我们心里没有一个地方给耶稣。
There is no room in our hearts for Jesus.
你知道吗？我们的人的心就像一个旅馆，就像一个客栈一样。
Our hearts are like an inn.
那么里面有很多的房间啊。
There are many rooms.
像我们家里的话，一定有这个 family room.
in like our typical house, we have a family room.
我们有这个书房，有这个卧房。
We have a den, we have bedrooms.
那我们也有车库啊。
And a garage.
可是常常车库里头啊，装满了东西了。
But oftentimes our garages are full of things.
我们有以前这个在 Oregon 有一对夫妇，他们有很多的房产，是吧？所以租给别人了。
We knew this couple in Oregon, who had a lot of rental property.
那么他的 garage 是不装车的。
Their garage did not hold their car.
放什么这个洗衣机啦，冰箱啊，装满了。
The garage was used to hold extra appliances for their rental property.
车库的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of a garage?
是放车的。
It's to store cars.
但是今天很多人的这个车啊放不进去了。
But nowadays many people's homes cannot hold their cars.
客店的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of an inn?
客店的目的就是服务那些旅行的这些人。
It is to serve travelers.
可是当时呢，客店还在。
The inn existed.
但是所有的房间呢、啊？全部都租出去了，
But the rooms were full.
就是满了。
They were occupied.
常常我们到教会来，我们听到这个传道人讲一些事情，
Oftentimes we come to church and we hear a sermon.
就觉得说、啊、很扎心、啊、我应该要照着话去做。
It convicts us and we are moved to follow through.
但是等我回家以后，
But when we go home,
有太多的事在那烦恼挤住我们的心，我们就没办法使我们的生命得到改变。
There are too many things waiting, awaiting our attention, so we cannot change our lives.
马可福音四章十九节里面讲，后来有世上的思虑、钱财和迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住，就不能结实。
Mark 4:19 says, "But the worries of this life." The deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
所以我们太多杂事在我们心中挤住我们了，我们没有办法把地方交给耶稣。
So there are too many distractions binding us, so that preventing us from giving our hearts to Jesus.
其实有时候我们忙忙碌碌这些事情，其实并不见得是坏事，并不见得是不好的东西。
That doesn't mean the things that busy us are wrong in and of themselves.
甚至很多人他忙忙碌碌都是好事。
They are people are busy with good things.
比方说有人为了侍奉神，所以一个礼拜七天六天都在教会忙忙碌碌。
Some people are busy with church affairs 6 or 7 days a week.
但是他们却没有时间给神来改变他们。
But they don't have time to give to God to change their for God to change their life.
那圣经里头，耶稣基督喜欢一个家庭。
In the Bible, it tells us that Jesus was particularly close to one family.
两个姐姐，一个弟弟。
Two sisters and a brother.
大的叫做马大。
The older sister's name Martha.
这小的女儿叫做玛利亚。
The younger sister was Mary.
那有一次，耶稣就到他们家去探访他们。
And one day Jesus went to visit them.
这个姐姐呢，就忙忙碌碌，要准备这个食物给这些来的人的吃。
Martha bustled about preparing food and refreshments for the visitors.
但是这个玛利亚呢，却跪在耶稣的面前听耶稣说话。
But Mary was completely focused on what Jesus was saying.
所以这马大就看着就心里不舒服了。
So Martha was annoyed.
就跟耶稣讲，你怎么不把他吩咐来帮忙我忙呢？
She said to Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
41节说，耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为什么有许多的事思虑烦扰？但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
Verse 21 tells us, Jesus replied, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
世界上只有一件事是可以存到永远的。
Only one thing in this world is eternal.
你的金钱、你的职业、甚至你的财富。
Your money, your work, and even your riches.
有一天你都带不走。
Will not be going with you.
只有一件事，就是认识这位创造宇宙万物的真神，这个才是有永恒的价值。
Only one thing, to know the God of the universe, the one who created eternity, has value.
生命记，神，生命记里头有讲，神告诫这个以色列人。
In Deuteronomy, God warns the Israelites.
你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神。不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是今天我所吩咐你的，恐怕你吃了饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金钱增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verses 11 to 14. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God.Who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery?
我以前认识 一对夫妇 一个弟兄一个姐妹。
I used to know a couple.
那么他们是在这个 Kirkland 那个湖边的地方、啊、开了一个这个 rubber stamp 的一个 shop.
They owned a rubber stamp shop in Kirkland, next to the lake.
那么的生意就非常的好了。
And business was booming.
那么连做饭都没时间，他们就是常常要饭在店里头吃。
They didn't have time to cook, so they often ordered in.
所以呢，常常就不来教会了。
So they didn't have time to come to church.
我跟他讲说，你现在神祝福你啊，你要特别抓紧神啊。
I reminded them, God has blessed you, so you must cling tightly to Him.
因为那个是我学的功课啊。
Because that was a personal lesson I had learned.
我们常常成功的时候，我们就以为我们自己了不起了。
Often when we are successful, we think that we think highly of ourselves.
我们不知道那是神的恩典，我们就是说我自己了不起了。
We don't recognize it as God's grace.But well, we give credit to ourselves.
那个时候经济非常的好。
At that time, the economy was booming.
那么，所以他们把他们的小店就加大一倍了。
So they doubled the square footage of their store.
可是加大之后，马上经济就垮了。
But as soon as they expanded, the economy declined.
结果整个店都倒闭了。
So the store went out of business.
所以我们人往往因为我们成功的时候我们就忘记神了。
So often when we are successful, we forget God.
我们把很多的东西都放在我们的心里，我们就没有地方给耶稣了。
We fill our hearts with these things, leaving no room for Jesus.
神造我们的时候其实是要我们有神在我们的心中。
God created us.To hold him in our heart.
我们有神，有耶稣基督在我们心中的时候，我们才能够满足。
Only when Jesus is in our hearts will we be truly content.
但是如果我们什么东西挤在我们身上的时候，没有地方给耶稣的时候，我们就渐渐的就越来越忧愁。
But when our hearts are cluttered with other things and there's no room for Jesus, then we will become more and more anxious.
第三种，为什么人没有给神有这个地方呢
So why do we not make room for Jesus?
其实有很多人，他觉得他的生活非常好，他赚很多钱，他也很好的职务、职业，他一切都非常好。
Many people are very satisfied with their life. They have a good income, they love their work, and they are pleased with the state of their life.
他就认为说，我不需要神啊。
They don't feel any need for God.
他虽然也许认识说，哦，神造了我，也救了我，但是，神啊，你还是你站在另外一边，你不要管我。
They acknowledge that God has made them and saved them, but they want God to stand aside and leave them alone.
我的事啊，我自己来管。
I'll manage my own life.
我们好像常常认为说，我们比神知道什么东西最能满足我们。
We think that we know better than God what would best satisfy us.
说这样话的人，他其实是过了一个很好的生活。
These people truly do have good lives.
但是他却没有想到，如果你把他心敞开给耶稣的时候，你会过一个更美的生活。
But they don't realize that if they open their hearts to God, their lives will be even better.
我们的大孙子最喜欢吃蛋，什么蛋他都喜欢吃。
Our oldest grandchild loves eggs.
但是呢，鱼虾肉啊，就他都不吃。
But he eats no other protein, either fish or meat.
也不愿意吃，不愿意尝。我说你为什么不尝一点呢？
And he refuses to even taste them.
他每次都 try it, try it, 就给他放在嘴里的话，他就哇，他已经认定这个东西不好吃，他就不吃了。
So, excuse me, we encourage him to try it, but he just refuses because he has decided for himself that it tastes bad.
可今年夏天来的时候，这烤牛排给他吃，他吃了。
This past summer when he came to visit, we gave him a piece of steak and he ate it.
我说好不好吃啊？好吃，好吃。
I said, is it good? He said, yeah.
那我说我以前叫你吃的时候，你怎么不喜欢吃呢？不吃呢
？And I said, well, when I offered to you before, you refused to eat it.
其实人就是这样倔强，很多地方非常倔强。
People are often this stubborn.
我们以为就认定了。
We think what we know is what is.
所以你认为你现在的过得很好的生活
？So you believe that you have a good life right now.
但事实上，你不知道你会得一个更好的生活。
But you have no idea how much better your life could be.
当年这个客栈的老板，他说：“你看看我所有的房间，我的钱包跟我的人生啊，都已经满了。”
So back then, the innkeeper told Joseph and Mary that I have everything I need. My life is full.
所以当耶稣这个玛利亚跟约瑟来的时候，他说对不起，没地方给你了。
So when Joseph and Mary came to his inn, he told them, "I'm sorry, there's no room for you here."
可是他却失去一个最大人生最大接受这个宇宙创造宇宙的这个主的这样一个特权，这些福分。
But he missed out on the opportunity to host.The birth of Jesus.
知道吗？我们这位神是赐恩惠的神。
Our God is a God of grace and mercy.
那么雅各书一章十七节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above."Coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows.
他要把这些恩典、这些恩赐、这些礼物，要赐给我们。
He wants to bless you with abundant blessings.
在你的生活中，在你的事业上，在你环境中，在机遇上，其实他都要祝福。
He wants to bless you in your environment, in your daily life and work.
特别是他要把他那个智慧要赐给我们。
He especially wants to give us his wisdom.
请问你是不是应该去探讨一下，到底神是不是这样一位神？
Don't you owe it to yourself to investigate whether he is such a God?
如果你拒绝的话，就像我的大孙子一样，其实很笨的。
It is unwise of you to decline or refuse.
而且当有人说我不孝顺的时候，这种人其实是什么？其实是非常的骄傲。
And a person who says he does not need God is actually prideful.
那诗篇一十篇第四节那边说，恶人面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
Psalm 10:4 tells us, in his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God.
当神造我们的时候，他在我们身上是有一些目的的。
God made us for a reason.
是有一些目标的。
He has a purpose.
我们认识神以后，我们就明白说，我这个人，神为什么造我？
Once we know God, we know why He has made us.
我们就可以有一个人生的方向。
We have a sense of direction in life.
否则，我们就会常常像羊一样。
Otherwise, we can be like sheep.
羊呢，是常常会走迷路的。
Sheep often get lost.
那么以赛亚书53:6就是我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华是我们众人。的罪孽都归在他身上。
Isaiah 53:6 We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
所以其实我们常常有些人，他不知道说我以后有明年我到底要做什么事情。
So most of us don't know what we're going to do next year.
就好像羊迷失了一样。
Like lost sheep.
今天有很多很成功的人，
Many people today are highly successful.
甚至得诺贝尔奖，得这个奥斯卡金像奖的人。
They are able to earn great awards like Nobel Prize or the Oscar Awards.
但是最后都自杀了。
But many of them commit suicide in the end.
我们拼命的赚钱。
We kill ourselves to make money.
钱能够使我们的生命、生活舒适。
Money brings comfort to our life.
但是成功不能给我们带来意义。
But success does not bring us meaning.
所以，我们常常不晓得，不察觉耶稣基督的存在。
So we are often oblivious to the presence of Christ.
或者是我们在我们心中，真是藏了太多这些不关紧要的事情。
Or our hearts are cluttered with unimportant things.
常常我们这个花了钱，我们买一些东西是我们不需要的。
We spend our money buying things we don't need.
我们花了钱，我们不属于我们的钱。
We spend money that is not ours.
我们想要讨好一些人，我们不喜欢的人。
We try to please people we don't like.
所以其实常常每天好像累得要命。
So we're exhausted at the end of each day.
那么我们为什么应该把这个地方留给耶稣呢？
So why should we make room for Jesus?
把地方留给耶稣有很多的好处。
There are many benefits and advantages.
今天只讲两件。
We'll only touch on two.
第一个就是使我们能够认识这位造我们又救我们的神。
The first is so that we may know the God who made us and saved us.
约翰福音一章这边说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物是借他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借他造的，生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。
John chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
所以这位耶稣基督他不是2007年前才有的，他是从亘古到永远的神。
So Jesus did not come into existence 2016 years, 17 years ago.He has been in existence since the beginning.
那么，这个整个世界都是他所造的。
This world was made by him.
我们也是被他造的。
We are also made by him.
那么这边讲说，生命在他里面，这生命就是人的光。
So this life that is in him is the light of the world.
所以这位耶稣基督就是那个永生的神，他到了圣诞节的时候，他就来到这个世界来拯救我们。
So Jesus is the eternal God who was incarnated into this world.
如果有人跟你讲说，我介绍这个阿里巴巴的创始人马云给你。
If someone said, I can introduce you to Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba.
或者是说我把这个美国的总统介绍给你。
Or I could introduce you to the President of the United States.
或者我把这个习大大习主席介绍给你。
Or I could introduce you to Xi Jinping.
你说我不稀罕。
And you said, nah, it's okay.
但是如果我说我把这位创造宇宙万物的神，那个创造你的那位神介绍给你，我想你应该要去愿意吧。
But if I were to say to you, I can introduce you to the God who created the universe, the God who created you, wouldn't you be interested?
那么圣经告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这是圣经里头最有名的这个圣经。
This is the best known verse of the Bible.
这位神，这位神的儿子，他为了我们来到这个世界，他因为爱我们每一个人。
The Son of God came to this world because he loved each of us.
使得我们这些愿意信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that each of us may not perish, but have eternal life.
可是当耶稣来的时候
，But when Jesus came,
圣经讲说，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他，就是没地方给他。
The Bible tells us he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
但是凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
他来的时候没有地方给他。
He came, but there was no room for him.
但是如果我们愿意把我们的心门打开，我们就成为神的儿女了。
But if we're willing to open our hearts to him, then we become his children.
所以耶稣来，圣诞节来的目的就是要拯救我们这些罪人。
So Jesus came at Christmas to save us sinners.
可是很多人说，我哪里是罪人啊？
But many people deny that they are sinners.
那我传福音传了到20年，我到现在为止还没听说有一个人说他不是罪人的。
I have been sharing the gospel with people for more than 20 years, and I have not heard a person say he was not a sinner.
如果你觉得你很完全的话，
If you believe you are perfect,
那你最好结个婚，
then get married.
因为你结婚了，你就知道你不是一个完全的人了。
Because as soon as you're married, you will know that you are flawed.
不是因为婚姻出问题了。
Not because marriage has problems.
因为婚姻就显出你是一个罪人。
Because the marital relationship will show your flaws.
如果我们这个罪人到天堂的话，
If we sinners went to heaven,
那天堂我们也不必去了。
We needn't bother.
因为你把你的坏习惯，你这个罪，你这些那个脏肮脏的思想带到天堂的时候，天堂已经 不完全了。
You would take your filth to heaven and contaminate heaven.
所以神必须要在这个圣诞节的时候他降生。
So Jesus came in this world at Christmas.
那他来到这个世界就活出一个生命，那是一个没有罪的这个生命。
He lived a sinless life.
让我们看到一个人应该是怎么样的。
To show us how a person should live.
他这个没有罪的人最后他钉在十字架上。
A sinless person was nailed to the cross.
因着耶稣基督使得我们的罪得赦免。
Because Jesus died for us, our sins were forgiven.
这就是神的计划，就是神的救恩，使得我们会得到一个新的生命。
This is God's plan of salvation, that we may have new life.
所以当你看到耶稣钉十字架的时候，
So when you see Jesus nailed to the cross,
他把两个手伸开就告诉你说，我爱你有多少。
His arms are spread apart to tell you how much he loves
you. 因为他看到你的情况，他心里不好受，他就愿意为你钉十字架，为的是爱你，为的要拯救你。
He sees your plight. He does not want to see you suffer, so he dies for you to save you.
所以第一个，我要把我的心给耶稣，是因为我要认识这个创造我又救我这位神。
So firstly, I give my heart to Jesus because I want to know the God who made me and saved me.
第二，我愿意把我的心门打开，因为我要得到一个更美的生活。
Secondly, I want to open my heart to Him because I want a better life.
约翰福音十章十节说：“我来了是要叫羊，就是人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。”
John chapter 10 verse 10 says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full."
所以神不但要我们得那个生命，而且要一个得一个更丰盛的生命。
So God not only wants us to have life, but to have a fuller, more abundant life.
神要赐给我们目标、能力跟平安。
God wants to give us a goal, ability, and peace.
今天有很多人，他们其实赚很多钱，他的生意很成功。
Many people today are highly successful and wealthy.
可是其实你跟他谈的时候，他其实心里，他总是觉得说少了一些什么东西。
But when you talk to them, they feel that something is missing.
否则就不会去自杀了，对不对？
Otherwise, they wouldn't commit suicide.
我们人生不是为了赚钱。
We don't live to make money.
我们是为了有一个生命的意义。
We live for a meaning.
这位耶稣就是那个创造我们的主。
Jesus is the God who created us.
神绝对不会创造一些东西是没有目的的。
God would not have made things for no reason.
他造了我们之后是在我们心中是有一些目标。
He had certain goals in mind when he made us.
但我们没有达到他给我们那个目标那个 purpose 的时候，
But when we fail to attain the purpose for which he made us，
我们的心里就永远不能够满足，
Our hearts will be dissatisfied。
所以如果我们愿意把我们的心门全部打开，让耶稣基督住进来的时候，他就会让我们满足。
So when we're willing to open our hearts fully to welcome Christ into our hearts fully，
所以神造我们的时候是给我们一些这个 purpose， 一个是目标的。
So God made us with a purpose in mind.
第二个就是耶稣给我们平安。
Secondly, He gives us peace.
那耶稣复活以后，门徒非常的怕。
When after Jesus was resurrected, his disciples were terrified.
耶稣就向他们显现。
Jesus appeared to them.
所以约翰福音讲说：“我留下平安给你们。”我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
John chapter 14 verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
今天这个世界给我们的平安是不能够长久的。
The peace of this world does not last.
但是神耶稣基督所赐给我们的平安是出人意外的平安。
But the peace from God surpasses all understanding.
腓立比书说了一遍说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
世上的平安是靠不住的。
Worldly peace will not endure.
但是如果耶稣在哪里，哪里就有平安。
But wherever Jesus is, there is peace.
如果你愿意把那个心门打开，让他住在你的心里的时候，他就要把这个平安要赐给你。
If you're willing to open your heart to welcome to receive Jesus, He will dwell in you with peace.
什么叫做出人意外的平安？
What does transcend all understanding mean?
就是你看到你的环境还是不改变，你的情况是一样，好像完全没有平安的情况之下，哎，你心里就有一个特殊的平安，那个就是出人意料外的平安。
It is when your circumstances do not change and there's no reason for you to have peace, and yet there is this amazing peace in your heart.
在大陆文化大革命的时候，好多这种故事。
There are many such stories during the Cultural Revolution.
很多人都跳楼了。
Many people committed suicide.
但是很多基督徒却完全有平安。
But many Christians had complete peace.
我们其实每个人都有一些的惧怕。
We all have fear.
特别是有一些我们好像觉得没有把握的事，我们常常会恐惧。
We are especially fearful of things over which we have no control.
但是如果我们愿意把我们心里的所有的房间都打开，让耶稣进来的时候，
But if we're willing to open every room in our heart to Jesus,
如果愿意我们把我们的生命交托给神的时候，
If we're willing to give our lives to Jesus,
我们就有平安，没有惧怕。
We will have peace and not fear.
那么圣经告诉我们说，因为神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
The Bible tells us, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
所以，刚强就是能力 ，power。
Power is strength.
仁爱就是爱。谨守的心，谨守心就是我特别有一个self-control， 可以有这个自制力。
Self-discipline means the ability to control ourselves.
请问你，你在你的心中，或者是在你生命中，是不是有一些坏的习惯，你怎么都改不了
？Are there bad habits that you cannot overcome？
或者是说，在你过去人生中，你受过一些伤害
？Or have you been hurt in the past？
你始终好像想要把它弄掉，但是好像没办法。
You want to drive out that hurt, but you can't.
你心里中有一些这个疤痕，始终在那边这个搅扰你的。
There is a scar that continues to bother you.
你始终好像没有办法这个解决的问题。
You can't resolve it.
如果你愿意把心打开，耶稣要给你能力，让你出去。
If you're willing to open your heart completely, Jesus will give you the power to resolve it.
约翰一书4:18说，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
1 John 4:18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment.The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
所以，爱跟惧怕是不会同时在你的心里头。
So love and fear cannot coexist.
当爱进到你心的时候，这惧怕就溜走了。
When love comes in, it drives out fear.
如果惧怕进来的时候，你这个爱就溜走了。
When fear comes in, it drives out love.
所以当爱到你的心里的时候，你就不惧怕了。
So when love comes into your heart, you will no longer be fearful.
爱从哪里来？
Where does love come from?
我不能给你。
I can't give it to you.
你的配偶，你的亲人也不完全，他也不能给你。
Your spouse and your family are flawed. They can't give you this love either.
这世界上只有一个人，他是有完全的爱。
Only one person in this world has perfect love.
圣经讲说神就是爱。
The Bible tells us that God is love.
你把你的心打开，请耶稣进来的时候，你就能够不惧怕了。
If you're willing to open your heart completely to Jesus, then you will no longer have fear.
常常说我们停电，家里停电。
Sometimes when a power outage happens.
当停电的时候，你家里的那些电器啊，都报废了。
All the electrical appliances in your home are useless.
没有电的话，这个电器是没有用的。
Without power, appliances do nothing.
神造我们的时候，是要我们跟他连接。
God made us so that we would be plugged into Him.
但是如果我们不让他在我们生命上有任何地位的时候，这个能力没有办法到你身上。
But when we do not plug into Him, then His power cannot enter.
但是当我们愿意把我们心门打开，把我们里面的地方给耶稣的时候，他的能力就会来了。
But when we're willing to open our hearts to God, then His power will come into us.
那我们怎么样把我们的地方留给耶稣呢？
So how do we do that?
启示录说，看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Revelation 3:20 Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
耶稣说，我就在你的心门外面在叩门。
Jesus says, I am knocking on the heart.
你若说没有地方，他进不去。
If you tell him I have no room, he can't come in.
但是如果你把心门打开，耶稣就要进来。
But if you open your heart widely, he will come in.
所以我们每个人要把我们心门打开，请耶稣住进来，让他成为我们的救主，也成为我们一生一世的主宰。
So we want to open our heart to Jesus so that he may come into our lives to become our Savior and become the Lord of our lives.
把我们那个宝座，原来是我坐在上面的，把那个从宝座下来说，耶稣，你坐在我身边。 们。今天我们特别要感谢神。
And we thank God especially.
那么我们教会本来翻译英文的都离开，都去旅行了。